This is Public Affairs, a Sand Hill Media production. I'm your host, Heather Sampson. Today we're here with Heather Hansen of Eastern Idaho Public Health. She is the Health Education Specialist Senior, and she's here today to talk about the vape awareness program that Eastern Idaho Public Health has for the community. It's called Catch My Breath. Could you tell us a little bit about the Catch My Breath program?
So Catch My Breath is currently the only evidence-based program available for vape prevention. It is a national program. It's available for grades 5 through 12, and it's just a really successful program that we're trying to get into all of our schools.
What is the success and the effectiveness that you've seen in Eastern Idaho schools?
So 7 out of 8 kids who go through the program actually choose not to vape, so it has really high rates. Mm-hmm. We do have it. All of the health districts within Idaho are using that same program, and we've just actually implemented it within this last year. So we're just still kind of getting in place and getting into all of those schools. Within our health district, we had over 1,200 kids go through the program this year.
Wow, that's excellent. What does the program look like?
So it's 4 30 to 40 minute classes, so it's really easy to fit into your regular curriculum. Mm-hmm. It does align with core curriculum and other standards, so a school can fit it into, you know, health, PE, homeroom, really anywhere that they want to fit it into their regular curriculum that they're already teaching.
Right, so very flexible.
Yes.
Is it just teachers that can help out with this, or people from the community? What can people do from the community who want to help out?
So I would tell parents and other community members to check with the schools and see if the program is currently being offered. Mm-hmm. If it's not being offered, I would reach out to the school and have them get some staff trained, and I can help with that. I'm able to train staff, and we have trained about 50 staff members this year throughout our health district, and that way we can get the program into all of the schools and start helping our kids with some prevention efforts.
Great. So Eastern Idaho Public Health helps with staff training. Is there any sort of cost that goes along with this program?
So the program is free for the schools. Mm-hmm. There is a fee that I pay to be a trainer, mm-hmm. but the schools do not have any fees associated with the program itself. And I offer all of the videos that are available, and these are optional. They're not required, uh-huh. but there's a poster campaign and videos, and I offer those to anybody that I train in the program free of charge. Teachers really love the curriculum. And anytime, like I was at a school today, mm-hmm. and anytime I talk to a principal or an administrator about the program, they get really excited about it. We have teachers trained, we have counselors, we have superintendents, we have principals. So you name it, we have trained them.
Well, that's excellent. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
I think just talk to your kids. You know, we have another great statistic that comes from Catch My Breath. And children who have to check in with their parents about their free time are half as likely to try tobacco products. So we just want parents to know there's something they can do, and it's just as easy as knowing where they are, who they're with, and when they're going to be back. And then just start those conversations. Talk to your child maybe more like you would talk to a friend about it. Mm-hmm. Like ask them if they've heard about vaping, what's going on in their school. Just make sure that they're not feeling like you are, you know, coming down on them or they're about to get in trouble for something. Just have an open conversation. And that's a continual conversation that you need to have with your kids so you know what's going on and so you can help them learn more about the product.
Right. So talk to your kids about what's going on in their lives and talk to the schools to see if they have this program going on in the schools.
Exactly. And I can help get it anywhere in our district. And if you're out of our district, I know somebody that can help you within your health district in Idaho.
Great. And how do people get a hold of you?
So they can just call Eastern Idaho Public Health and ask for the vape and tobacco coordinator. They can ask for me. I can share my phone number or email too, whatever they're comfortable with contacting me.
Perfect. Do you have an email that you'd like to leave with us?
Yes. So it's H Hansen. That's H-H-A-N-S-E-N at eiph.idaho.gov.
Could you just say the whole thing again one more time?
Yeah. H Hansen with an E-N mm-hmm. at eiph.idaho.gov.
Perfect. Heather, are there any events that are associated with this program happening soon in the community?
So we actually have something really exciting coming up this fall. Mm-hmm. The program was written by Dr. Stephen Kelder from a university in Texas, and he initially wrote the program to have older kids teach the younger kids.
Oh, wow.
And that has not been done anywhere in the nation yet. So mm-hmm. we're really excited.
So we're going to try it here.
We're going to try it here in Idaho, believe it or not, in our health district. So we have 3 schools that have signed on to start. So we will be getting them trained, having them go through the program in September. And then Catch is actually coming here to meet with those kids, have a round table, and see how they can help support them in their efforts. So
that is very cool.
Yeah. That's what we're hoping for, is those kids are really going to look up to these, you know, older peers, and they'll listen to what they have to say.
Right.
So it's going to be a really strong influence they have on them.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Heather, for stopping in to talk to us about this important subject and just letting us know what's going on in the community. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Heather Hansen of Eastern Idaho Public Health, and you've been listening to Public Affairs, a Sand Hill Media production. I'm Heather Sampson.